Trump brings a new 10-cent tariff as Supreme Court rejects his global import taxes. Trump lashes out at Supreme Court justices over tariffs ruling. Trump says he is considering limited military strike on Iran. Family of Palestinian-American man killed in West Bank demand accountability. Killing of nationalist student leaves. French far left in deep trouble. As elections loom, NASA targets early March to send humans back around the moon. At least 10 killed in Israel strikes on. Lebanon. State media says Anna Murdoch Mann, mother of News Corp heir, dies aged 81. Austrian climber found guilty after girlfriend froze to death on mountain. Venezuelan opposition politician released after amnesty law passed. Rare prison sentences handed to Cameroon soldiers after killing of 21 civilians. French soldier dies after being shot in head during game with other soldiers. Dog trained to illegally dump rubbish. Italian authorities say ASOS co-founder dies after fall from apartment block in Thailand. Mother and infant burnt to death in Indian state over witchcraft allegations. Hamas holds vote to choose new interim leader, source tells BBC. How will Trump's new 10% global tariffs work, and what's next? In the army now, pictures that show how ordinary Ukrainians have been shaped by war. Catch of the day. Pictures from spectacular Nigerian fishing festival. Iran's motorcycling midwife and rights campaigner is star of Oscar-tipped film. How photography helped the British Empire classify India. How Eric Dane gave his final months to moving the needle on ALS. The Russian village that lost its men to war. Tariffs ruling is major blow to Trump's second-term agenda. Trump's foreign policy dilemma laid bare by Iran tensions. Trump tariffs ripped up global trade order. What now? Why haven't more Americans faced charges in the Epstein case? Watch, the day Andrew Mountbatten Windsor was arrested. Flying oranges, Italian town celebrates carnival with historic street battle. Giant robot tribute to Brazil's president Lula comes last in carnival competition. Watch, moment crew docks at International Space Station. Tribes grant the Colorado River legal personhood. Can this help save it? Gasps and disbelief in U.S. as quad gods. Olympic dream crumbles. Berkshire-owned PacifiCorp pays $575 million to settle U.S. government's wildfire claims. Trump tariff reversal could cut costs for U.S. energy firms, but will likely leave broader flows unchanged. Oil prices slip slightly, but set for solid weekly gain on U.S.-Iran jitters. Analysis, U.S. and Iran. Slide towards conflict as military buildup eclipses talks. USDA defends $12 billion subsidy amid farm economy challenges. Brent rises late, settles higher, and with weekly gain on Iran-U.S. jitters. Gold rises, silver jumps after disappointing economic data, SCOTUS tariff ruling. Analysts say China less likely to buy U.S. soy after Supreme Court decision. Morning bid, oil engulfed Trump, EPA to weaken rule limiting harmful mercury, air toxins from coal plants. For Europe Inc., U.S. tariff relief comes with a sting in the tail. UBS analysts see steady execution at Walmart based on Q4 results. CoreWeave's B-plus rating leads to Blue Owl's failed $4 billion data center financing. Why the JFrog sell-off is excessive. According to Raymond James, TXNM Energy clears regulatory hurdle as FERC greenlights Blackstone merger deal. Vanda Pharmaceuticals stock surges after the FDA approves its new bipolar wine drug. Microsoft gaming head Phil Spencer retires. Insider Asha Sharma takes over Factbox. Major cases involving Trump at the U.S. Supreme Court. UBS raises its Corning Inc. price target due to AI data center fiber optic cables demand. Toymaker assesses next steps in U.S. Supreme Court tariff refund battle. Analysis: Supreme Court checks Trump's expansive view of executive power. U.S. new home sales fall in December, inventory declines. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index shows slight increase, fails to meet forecast.